Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
To the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yamsouf Arif. I'm one of the students here to help guide you along the way in your studies in his first segment of studies. And Ezekiel and Kaitreel, my brother, will guide you along in the last segment of studies in the Psalms, the Songs, by King Dawood, the Levitical Korah brothers, and Asaph, and so on and so forth. We are duty-bound and morally obligated to do no less. We're not here for a warm, fuzzy feeling. We're here to give you an in-depth study, critical analysis, an assessment, and a bird's eye view, while crossing every T and dotting every I. Why, may you ask? To get to the core of the matter, the bottom of the matter. And another reason, because our relationships, our studies of the Most High has been so uncodified, it's been taught to you by your oppressors using the red letter version of your studies. We want to give you a complete study, not by your oppressors, but by your brothers and sisters, and not by any walking dead Negro or Negresses who think they know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Therein lies our problem, which is basically leaning to one own understanding, everybody going their own way. There's only one way, and that is the Most High way. And it's our people attempt to show you the Most High way. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf, you making reference to the we. I said, I mentioned Kaitreel, but I will properly introduce them to you. Sister Abia, she is from New York City. She's an executive elder in the rehabilitation and reestablishment of the nation. Now, you can go to this site and you can check out both of them. They're on the site along with me. Yah will gather that us. Go check it out. Sister Abia has been studying the Most High a short period of time, 10 years, going on 10 years. But in that 10-year period, she, by my observation, estimation, she has come a long way, more than some has been studying him quite a few years. Why, might you ask? She knows it's not simply talking about the Most High. It's being codified and applying the Most High word in your day-to-day existence. And she's done that. She has helped this nation in many ways, financially. And she's helped individuals in many ways, financially, and so on and so forth. And it shows a love for the Most High. Reflection of a love for the Most High, the way she treats her people, of the Most High people, which is her people. And what can I say? She don't simply talk about the Most High, how much she loves him. Her actions are indicative of her love for the Most High. And she's here every day of the week when the show is coming on to show her support and love and praise for the Most High and for her brothers and sisters whom she tried to help educate. In his way, not her way, not their way, but his way. Kaitreel, I mentioned him. Kaitreel's from New York City. He's been studying the Most High quite a long time, quite a long time. I mean, when he was a youngster, but he really didn't get to know the Most High till he was 14 years old. You see, Kaitreel was looking for love in all the wrong faces and all the wrong places. He thought love was gone. It was here all the time. He just didn't see it. He come to find out through his studies of Proverbs, Psalms, and so on and so forth. Most of the Psalms by King Dawood, the Levitical Korah brothers, and Asaph, and so on and so forth. He studied the Most High. He tested the Most High through those Psalms and songs. And he found the Most High. He found out what real love was all about. And by virtue of the Most High led him to a love of his life, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, because he put his trust in the Most High. Kaitreel was thinking at 14 years old, at that time, oh man, it's over with. Let me cash in my chips. But as I said, he trusted the Most High and he put his trust in the Most High. He tested the Most High. And he found right love, the real love, And he found additional love through the Most High. The love of his life, his wife, and his children, and again, children. And you can have the same thing, too, if you make the right applications and codification. There again, Kadriel providing for his wife, his bride, his family to come. Although he was an educated brother, he thought it was much more advantageous to get into carpentry in New York City. Kadriel, I believe, suspected that, oh, I can put up a two-story, three-story, no problem, no biggie. Come to find out, Kadriel didn't like heights. And the heights didn't like him either, but that was okay with Kadriel. There again, Kadriel went to the Most High through the Psalms, the Proverbs, and so on and so forth. There again, he tested the Most High. He applied the code, as we all should. There again, the Most High came to his aid. Most High became his rock, his shield, his high tower, his buckler, the pinions beneath, the wings he hid beneath, to overcome his trepidation and fears. As I said before, and I say again, you can have the same solutions, only if you trust in the Most High and Most High only. Kadriel worked 35-plus years in that job. As a matter of fact, he had to build the seven towers, the one near the twin tower that fell, along with it. Only through the help of the Most High. And Kadriel recognized that. Every morning he would get up, ask for that help. Every afternoon he would thank the Most High and magnify the Most High for that help. And you can too. Praise the Most High and magnify his holy name. Let me bring him on. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. You are so right. It feels so good to be back and be able to say praise, Yah. And I'm grateful for you and Brother Contria and the rest that come on. And I'm just happy to be here. So, shalom.
Thank you. We're happy to have you back, sister. Shalom. Contria, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Bless Yah, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. How's everybody doing tonight? Good to hear your voices. Good to be back.
Good to hear you.
And it's good to be back.
No doubt.
Well, Kadriel, Sister Abia, the Most High has a bone to pick with misery, and it ain't pretty. So, yeah, without further ado, let's get started, shall we? Praise the Most High and bless and magnify his name. And as I told y'all, in this country or wherever we're dispersed, you may not be talking to a Hebrew brother or sister. You may be talking to somebody that's from Mizraim. So everybody that look like us ain't us. And so if they have some angst against you, sort of despise you. Everybody ain't us, although we do our fair share of mistreating us too. So without further ado, praise the Most High and bless his name. Let him direct and order our steps. Chapter 30 of Ezekiel. The Most High says in regards to misery, which some of y'all call Egypt, the word of Yah came to me again. Who is me? Ezekiel saying, son of man, prophesied and said, thus said Yah Elohim, well, woe to the day, for the day is near. Even the day of the Elohim is near. It will be a day of clouds and a time of the Gentiles, and basically the Greeks and Romans. The swords have come against Mizraim. A great anguish shall be in all these Hamite nations in Ethiopia when a slain fall in Mizraim. They shall take away her wealth, which they did. Her foundations are broken down, and her foundations are broken down. He says, Ethiopia, Libya, Lydia, all the mingled people, Shurup, and the men of the lands, Cush and Put, who are allied, shall fall with them by the sword, thus says Yah. Those who uphold Mizraim, if your upholder, just like those in this Western Hemisphere, shall fall. Pride of a power shall come down from Migdol to Serene, which are major cities, and Mizarin at that time. And you don't hear too much about these major cities, do you? Those within her shall fall by the sword, says Yah Elohim. They shall be desolate in the midst of a desolate of the desolate countries. Her city shall be in the midst of the cities that are laid waste. Then they will know that I am the Elohim, when I have set a fire in misery. All her helpers are destroyed, and no allies will be able to. And they did. On the day messengers shall go forth from me in ships. I'm going to send ships against you. In the case of the Romans and the Greeks, to make the careless Ethiopian afraid, and the so-called Alexander the Great. I don't know what was great about him. It's called killing and slaughtering and removing people. I guess he was great at that. And the great anguish shall come upon them on the day of misery, for it is coming, thus say Yah Elohim. I will also make a multitude of misery to cease. I'm going to kill a lot of them. Whew, that's cold. First, by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, before those Greeks and Romans get there. He and his people with him, the most terrible nation, going to come after them, the Romans and the Greeks, the so-called Alexander the Great. So he brought to destroy the land, shall be brought to destroy the land, the Greeks and the Romans. They shall draw their sword against misery and fill the land with slain. I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hands of the wicked. And they're some wicked folks. They still are. The residual effect, don't lie. They're great at lying, too. They'll lie to you about who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing, and certainly about who your God is. I will make the land waste and all that is in it by the hand of alien, which I spoke in reference to the Greeks and the Romans. He knew about the Babylonians. Everybody knew about the Babylonians. But these aliens, they didn't know too much about the Greeks and the Romans. Thus said Yah Elohim. I will also destroy the idols that you take so much comfort in, and that my people take so much comfort in. In fact, you take so much comfort in. And cause the images to cease from those. Another great city in misery at that time that you don't hear too much about. There shall no longer be princesses from the land of misery. I will put, that's why you got a residual of Greeks and Romans and a mixture of people that don't look nothing like those ancient miserines. I will put fear in the land of misery. I will make Patros, which was ancient Memphis, desolate. You don't hear too much about Memphis, maybe Memphis, Tennessee, but not the Memphis and misery at that time. I will set fire to Zon, another ancient city, and execute judgment in No, another ancient city that you don't hear too much about. I will pour my fury out on Sin, another ancient city in misery that you don't hear nothing about. The strength, it was their stronghold. It was their military stronghold. I will cut off the multitude of No. I will set fire in misery. Sin shall have great pain. No shall be split open, and No shall be in distress daily because of these Greeks and Romans. The young men of Avon and Phaethusat shall fall by this. Well, two more great cities in misery. These cities shall go into captivity. At Tahaphanehes, the day shall also be darkened for these great cities at that time. When I break the yoke of misery there, and our arrogant strength shall cease in her. And it certainly did. As for her, a cloud shall cover her. And her daughters shall, he like daughters, I don't care what nation, because he knows these daughters are vital, even though it's our nation, anyone else's nation. They're vital to the building of a nation. And if you don't know that, maybe you, I don't know what you are, but you should take comfort in the fact our daughters are instrumental, and any other nation's daughters are instrumental in that nation, otherwise the captivity, as we went into captivity. Her daughters, the Hamites, shall go into captivity. Thus I will execute judgment on misery. Then they shall know that I am the Elohim. Proclamation against the Pharaoh. It came to pass in 11 year, in the first month, on the seventh day, the Most High is very specific, of the month, that the word of God came to me, saying, Son of man, who is son of man? Ezekiel. I have broken, he showed you in a deep degree, an intense degree what he did to Pharaoh and the Mizraims. I have broken the armor, for they can't defend you. When you got a broke arm, you can't defend yourself, can you? I had a broke leg, and you can't hardly walk. I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of misery. And see, it has not been bandaged for healing through the Babylonians, but a splint put on to bind it, to make it strong enough to hold a sword. When you break your arm, you try to put a cast on it. Try to put a splint on it to make it strong, but it wasn't strong enough. And as I said, I broke my leg as a little boy. Your leg is still wobbling, and you ain't no talking about walking on that leg when it's broken. And ain't no usage of that leg. And Most High said, ain't going to be no usage of that. No, they put a cast on, but he won't be able to do the things he used to been doing. I've broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of misery, and see, it has not been banished for healing. It's not healed. For a splint put on to bind it to make it strong enough to hold a sword. They putting on the hits. Therefore, thus say Yah Elohim. Truly, I am against Pharaoh, king of misery, and his people, and will break his arm, both of them. I mean, he fraudulent. This country is fraudulent like it did. It cannot defend itself. Matter of fact, Yah said, I'm going to break both of them, the strong one and the one that was broken. I will make the sword fall out of his hand. I will scatter, listen to me. I will scatter, listen to Yah, the Mizraims among the nations and disperse them throughout the country. That ain't the Mizraims that over there. They're Romans, Greeks, and a mixture. They're not the, they look somewhat remotely like us. As a matter of fact, Cartier always alludes to the fact we married into them. Joseph, Hagar? I believe that's Abraham, man. Yeah, Hagar. And so we have a history with these people. And that's why we lean on them too much. And then the sad thing about it, it was like post-traumatic slave syndrome. You done got away from these people, got your own spot. Worship your Most High as you should be doing, as he demanded you to do. And then you just can't get away from it. And so, but it seems they can't get away from us either. Because they're dispersed throughout these nations just like us. As a matter of fact, I said, they look remotely like us too. Surely I am against Pharaoh, king of misery. I will break his arm, both the strong one and the one that was broken, which I broke, and I will make the sword fall out of his hand. I will scatter the miseries, Yah said, among the nations, and disperse them throughout the country. I will strengthen the arm of the king of Babylon and put my sword in his hand, my sword of vengeance. But I will break Pharaoh's arm. He will groan before him with the groaning of a mortally wounded man. The Pharaoh and his nation will be mortally wounded men and women. Thus I will strengthen the arm of the king of Babylon. But the arms, small wonder he didn't mention the Greeks and the Romans. Why? The Babylonians were where we came from, earth. And they looked remotely like us. And they weren't all that bad. They just didn't know Yah. Yes, they did. Because they responded to him on different occasions. They moved when he said moved. But that they had a monotheism of gods. They knew Yah. But he wasn't like some major to them. They had a monolithic of gods. And they worshiped a lot of gods. But they heeded his call, unlike some of us. And that's why he used them. But he didn't mention the Greeks and the Romans now, did he? But not so much in a negative connotation, because he knew him. My sword in the hand, I will break Pharaoh's arm. He will groan before him with the groaning of a mortally wounded man. Thus I will strengthen the arm of the king of Babylon. But the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down, which it has all fall down. Like the egg we talk about. What is that fairy tale? Humpty Dumpty. And they shall know that I am the Elohim. And when I put my sword into the hands of the king of Babylon, and he stretches it out against the land of misery, there go again, Yah says, about these miseries that are scattered among us throughout this Western Hemisphere. I will scatter the misery among the nations as we are, and disperse them throughout the countries as we are. And then they shall know. I'm sure these Mizraim know far more than we know that they're Mizraim. I have a vague notion that they are, because they love the haters and they despise us. And as a matter of fact, we have a long with them, because if you don't know the Most High, you're going to get into the program. We always get into the program. It's not the codification of the Most High. And we're not codified with the Most High. We're going to get into the codification of the misery, which is basically this: mistreating, abusing, and dominating us, and sometimes killing us, and writing rap songs about it. As I said, if you don't know the Most High, who you are, what you are, I know what you should be doing, you're going to get with the Miserines, what they've been doing to us and continue to do to us. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Abigail, may the Most High bless you and direct your steps. You have the mic.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
I see that he's breaking arms as even today of these so-called leaders out here.
Exactly. So he should.
Yes.
So he should.
One thing that we see, praise Yah, is that he's in control of all the nations. So Egypt, which the Europeans call Mizraim, as you broke down when you were reading Egypt, Egypt is the Greek word for Mizraim.
Right.
And that's when we get thrown off.
Exactly.
Because Mizraim is a Hamite. It's the land of Ham. And we were so tied up with the land of Ham, the Israelites, that Yah said, I'm going to judge them. And he used the Babylonians, who are ancient fathers, the Chaldeans, to put punishment on both us and Egypt as well. From Mizraim. So it's important to know, you know, the details of what's going on in this history, because you see, like you mentioned, the Greeks and the Romans, it was the Greeks that changed the name of Mizraim to Egypt.
Exactly.
That's why when we read, we see the word Egypt, but it's really supposed to be Mizraim, son of Ham.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know Mizraim is the son of Ham, it puts things in a better perspective.
Praise Yah, Kadriel. Good clarification.
No doubt. So,
well,
the same thing that happened to us, Most High said we do to Egypt. Y'all so related, y'all so hooked up, y'all so tied up. Guess what? We put Egypt in bondage right along with y'all.
Always true, Kadriel. Always true.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You Shemites and Hamites, you love each other so much, I'm going to put you in the same jail cells together, universally speaking.
And he took the power of Mizraim. And the funny thing is they still study Mizraim today. Oh, the pyramids of Egypt, they're monumental. We can't even duplicate it today. The ancient engineering speaks that the ancient Mizraims did. All the gold that they find in the tombs, the king's tombs, and they still marveling at ancient Mizraim today, archaeologists.
But you know what, Kartriel? Right? I'm glad you mentioned that, Kartriel. Just because the Most High took Mizraim strength, that didn't mean he gave it to nobody else. So that's why they're still investigating them, how powerful an entity, a nation they were, and how engineering astute they were. And like they said, can't even imagine how they built those pyramids and the Sphinx and so on and so forth. But the Most High took their strength. So that's why you can't imagine.
And that's the great mystery. You talk about a people great as Egypt, the way archaeologists study them, what happened to them? How did they fall from power? How did they fall from their might with all the power that they had?
We know
the influence that they have.
We know.
We
the Most High broke Pharaoh's arm. it took their strength.
And sent them into captivity, scattered worldwide.
And so, see, you know what, Kartriel? If they only studied the Most High, they would know what's going on, who did it to who, when it was done to them, and who got what. But if we're studied by our oppressors, well, you know the outcome with that. because I, like I said, they are liars. They got warehouses of liars, and they're ready to pull one out every day of the week, every minute of the week, every second of the week, every redundant in the lying. But we trust them because we are so ingratiating as we toward our Hamite brothers and sisters. We had transferred that off to the Greeks and the Romans, Katrell.
Yes, sir, no doubt. And in this chapter that we're reading, the Most High always talks about the ancient Hamite nations,
mm-hmm.
Mizraim and Cush,
mm-hmm.
in the fourth verse. A swore will come to Mizraim, and anguish will be put in, they say Ethiopia, that's a Greek word, but Cush, and these are sons of Ham. Ethiopia, Cush, Put and Lud are the sons of Ham.
Cush, Hamites.
Right. All the mixed people, your book's read is a little different, but mixed people they call Arabs. They call Arabs.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know who Cub and the children of the land that is alien with them will fall with them by the sword. So the Most High blast us. The Most High put us on blast. He put our ancient fathers on blast. He aired out their dirty laundry. He put the rap sheet on record for all the world to see. But he didn't forget the other nations that were around him that were doing wickedness just as much as Israel, right? And he got judgment for them too.
Correct.
Everybody focus on us. Don't be focused on us. You better focus on yourself because y'all are going to judge all the nations for what they do, right?
And that's
what we're seeing here. So y'all got a lot of fury for our people and our nation for what our ancient fathers did, but he didn't forget what the other nations do as well, right? So they need to pay attention too.
Exactly. They best pay attention, Kajal. Because terror, Most High can send terror against you, man. You'll wake up in the night talking about who am I, where am I, and what am I. Okay? y'all ain't nothing to play with. He put fear
in. And we can see.
Yeah, go ahead, Kajal.
That he's the puppeteer for all these nations. He used Babylon, right, to smash Mizraim and Tyre and Israel too. He used Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was his servant, even though Nebuchadnezzar didn't realize it.
Right.
So Yahweh used you for his purpose.
Exactly.
If you turn against him, boom, you're going to pay the price.
He'll put the hammer on you. He'll use you for the hammer. He'll turn the hammer on you. You better believe he got you.
So yeah, he used universal white racist supremacy on us. And he asked the question, can the axe boast himself against the one who wields it? And universal white racist supremacy is Yah's axe. But he can't boast against Yah because Yah is the puppeteer. He's using universal white racist supremacists to punish our people. But that's going to end soon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Contra, we're finite human beings. And we can't understand how ancients felt because they lived for quite a number of years. I mean, you're talking about 900 years, 800 years. Matter of fact, one of our ancients didn't even die. He was taken up by the Most High. So and we look at 60, 70, 80 years. Oh, that's a whole lot of time. No, that's not no whole lot of time according to the Most High. Because like I said, as our ancient lived quite a number of years. But now we have this finite time frame because of wickedness in the world, that we think that's a whole lot of time, 1,000 years, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000. That's not a whole lot of time for a God, a creator. That's the only thing he got time. So for us, that's a long time. According to a man, that may be a long time, but according to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, that's not no time at all.
So that's the difference between everlasting and what Yah created. Because Yah is everlasting. And what he created right? The heavens and the earth and mankind and all the animals in it. We have a beginning, we have a middle, and an end. Yah doesn't have a beginning, nor does he have a middle, nor does he have an end. Yah is from eternity to eternity. We are finite. We have a beginning, we have a middle, and we have an end. So we try to put Yah in the same category, but he's not in the same category as us because he's our creator. And that's why people worship idols, because they think Yah has a beginning, a middle, and an end, right? They talk about the birth of Jesus and the death of Jesus. Yah don't have no birth. Yah don't have no death. That's why I love Shaka Zulu. He said, your God had a birth and your God died. He laughed at the British people. Christianity on it.
God
got a birth.
The Zulu, and we don't know. We don't even know what their tribe are. They could be part of the Hamite nation. They could be part of Shemite nation. We don't know, because when everybody was scattered about, they were scattered about Hamites and Shemites together, all scattered about universal.
The name itself alone indicates that they might be from the tribe of Zebulun, Zulu.
Yep. I would have to agree with you, Katria. And you know, Katria, I hate people. I hate when people call people named the universal white race of rights supreme. In the case of Scorpio Africanus, and the Most High said they would name lands after them themselves, which they did. In the case of so-called Africa, that was not the name of the continent. But we're so inundated under universal white race supremacy, whatever they call them, we are called. Whatever they say about it, we'll say about it. And like I said, that Italian general was Scorpio Africanus, and that's where that name comes from, Africa. Do your studies, Pete. Cartrell is so right. There was not the ancient names of those lands. Why should they land hadn't changed? Their names hadn't changed in their lands, but they have a propensity to wherever Hamites, Shemites are scattered, to go in and take control and rename everything. It's true.
And like you said yesterday, they came here, Christopher Columbus got lost, he searched for India, and he found the people over here, he called them Indians. They're not Indians, they Mohawk, Apache, Cheyenne, Seminole, Blackfoot, Cherokee, Mohawk. They didn't call themselves Indians, did they?
No, Katria. Inca,
Maya, Aztec. He's talking about ancient people of the what's so-called Americas, the Inca, the Maya, the Aztec, the Mohawk, the Cheyenne, the Seminole, the Blackfoot, Cheyenne, Creole, the Codas. How many nations were here? The Indian nations.
It was hundreds of nations here.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But they lump them into one category, Indians, cowboys and Indians.
But you know what, Cartrell? I don't call them that. I call them their tribes. They may not, and I don't know whether they're connected with us as Shemitic people. They were scattered to our 10 tribes. I know that some of these tribes here wore fringes, in the case of the Cheyennes, and so on and so forth. So I don't know. But I suspect they may very well be. But I know one thing, what they named themselves is not no damn Indian. Okay?
And they didn't take European name.
No.
Chief Water Buffalo White Cloud. That's what they call themselves.
Yeah.
They don't take European names. No. They know who they are. They know the ethnic identity. We are the lost sheep for the house of Israel. That's why our names are Johnson, Jones, Smith, and we are African American, Neo Africanus and Americus Vespucci. Are you kidding me? Neo Africanus and Americus Vespucci, you African American? What are you talking about? Black, Negro, colored? We can't see the scam. They talk about identity theft, right, today. Oh, be careful of identity theft. Your identity can be stolen online, social media. You buying online, people could steal your identity. Listen, we've been the victims of identity theft from jump.
Exactly. But contrary, I will admit one thing, that I don't talk about my past that often, but I will admit one thing. I was always an avid reader, and I was a student of history, even when I was a bad guy. And I'm still a student of history and will remain so. And most importantly, I'm a student of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. That's never changed about me, even when I'm a bad guy. Even the Most High said, train up a child in a way, and it won't, and it'll come back to it. I worked 32 years. And I would get into trouble, too bad, but I always come back to what my mom and daddy taught me. A man got to work to take care of himself. I would always get back into the rules there. But I used to love the little monkey George, you know, little George the monkey. I used to love Big Ron, James. I used to love Pippi Longstocking. And so I was always an avid reader and a student of history. And so that's why these things come easy to me, because I never stopped studying. And so this is quite easy to me. And then I can see when the Most High teaches us, Katria, I can see, and Sister Abigail, I can see what the Most High talking about through my study of history. And I can look at the prisms of the Most High Word and see it as it should be seen. But if you don't study anything, and just like they said, have to hide it from a Negro or a Negress, put it in a book. We need to get out of that and study. And most importantly, the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and bless and magnify his name, so we can understand these. And we need to understand some things. And we get understanding. When you get wisdom,
so
understanding. Go ahead, Katrina.
So there's a lot of attributes in you, Yamsu, that are very similar to my father. He was born in October too.
Oh, okay.
If you entered my father's house, you would be inundated with books.
Same here,
like walking into a library.
Same here, Coach.
And I'm serious.
Same here.
So I say that to say, my father, he made sure that we had our heads in the books. He would buy us like Highlight magazine, Life books. We had those books in our house, Encyclopedia Britannica. He made sure we had those books in our house so we could look at nature and read, you know, Highlight, you know, magazine and solve puzzles and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing that's missing with our children. Our children are iPads, they're on their cell phones, and they're in computers. Books are foreign to them. And the beauty of books is when you read children books, they want you to read the story over and over and over again when you read it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do that no more. Bedtime stories. Our mother used to read us. My mother used to read us bedtime stories. Couldn't wait. Hear the bedtime stories. We was really good. But these practices and traditions are gone. And based on my parents having a love for books, it made me love books too.
So
when you
your
say
mother...
teach a child in a way that it should go and they would not depart from it, reading is essential, right? It's an essential part of my life. And once you are able to read and comprehend, you can fly through life because you can learn anything once you have reading comprehension.
Truth be told,
you can be anything you want to be. You could be an engineer, you could be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, if you know how to read and comprehend.
Exactly. And you must push through. You must follow through on your reading and comprehension, especially when it comes to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. That's where it left reading. That's why he said get wisdom, but get understanding. Understand what you read and why you read. What's going on? So you better come on the street. What's happening, man? What's going on? What it is? Because these the books that tell you what's happening, what's going on, and what it is, especially the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Cartrell found that out at 14, found out that out during the heist. Sister Aviat found that out. Although she was always a part of him, she knows she's a part of him by virtue of these settings. Get wisdom, but get understanding too. Reading and comprehension. All right, Cotrell. My brother. If
yes,
you're
sir.
Done with, if you're done with your commentary, we'll go to the next segment of study in the songs of songs.
Yes, we definitely could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But even in Ezekiel 30, the Most High has a day for all the nations.
Exactly.
So in the first and second verse, it says, Son of Man prophesied, say, Yahweh says, well, alas, for the day. But the day is near. Even Yah's day is near. He was talking about at that time, but there's another day that's near for the nations that exist now. It will be a day of clouds and time of the nation. A swore would come on Egypt, and anguish will be in Ethiopia. When the slain fall in Egypt, they take away her multitude, and her foundations are broken down. So Yah breaks down the foundations of nations. He's going to judge these nations based on what they do in the earth. So as it was back then, it's going to be the same for today. And we say, you know, our forefathers is doing the same thing we do today. We're doing the same thing our forefathers were doing back then. And the nations is doing the same thing the nations was doing back then. They're doing the same thing today. And Yah is going to judge. These people swear on this book they call the Bible, but they don't really know the context of what's in it. Trust me.
Say, Conchelle, how that saying go? Nothing, what it said, nothing old is new or something like that?
There's nothing new under the sun.
Right. So that's the same as today, like you say.
Yes. The spirit of man, the choices that Yah gives mankind are the same as when he first created mankind. Obey me or not, choose life and live, or death and die. You're either going to follow me and live, or you're going to turn your back on me and do what you want to do, be rebellious, stiff-necked, and hard-headed, and do wickedness, and you will find destruction on that path. So we don't want that path, because man has been rebellious against the Most High since Yah created man. So
unfortunate. And like you said, while we read, you can see what's going on today. Everything that's happening, like you said, time is near. So I see it like happening as you read things. I see it constantly, and I think about our this so-called government and all this mess. I see everything that we be going through is happening today.
And really, it's the nature of man. And in the study of the nature of man, we see that Yah says the nature of man chooses evil over good. That's why we study what we study, so we could learn how to do good, learn how to conquer our impulses, our desires, our anger, our emotions. You have to learn how to control that stuff. You really have to learn how to control it. If you don't, you might get in trouble. All right? Your impulse. You see a fine lady, a fine guy, and you want to run up on him and get with him. But is it really good for you to do that? Well, anyway, we'll pick up the quotes from a writer, a songwriter, a songwriter, our brother Asaf. I don't know who he was, but he's dropping wisdom like King David. He's following the same footsteps, the same path. All right? So this is a man that followed his king and wrote songs and compositions in the same genre of King David. We in Psalm 77, right?
Yes.
Verse 1. My cry goes to Yah. Okay, that sounds like King David, right? Because he always talks about he cried out to Yah, right?
Yeah.
In the times we live in, they say a man ain't supposed to cry. I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but these tears I can't hold inside. No, a man is supposed to cry. You see King David cry. Asaph is crying. Men need to cry out to Yah for the condition that we're in.
Does that bring in mind to Jeremiah? Wasn't he called, y'all say he called a weeping
the weeping prophet.
Right, right.
He cried. Ezekiel cried. Like the OJ say, We got to cry together.
Yes.
Last night we cried.
I think so wrong with any human being that don't cry.
If you ain't crying, you ain't got no emotion.
That's right.
Right. So we should be crying out to Yah for the trouble that we see. Right? Are we too hard? We live in a concrete jungle. We don't want to be soft. We ain't got no emotions. That's crazy. You ain't got no emotions.
Yeah.
You see people dying every day in front of you, but you can't even shed a tear.
Okay.
So when you got emotions and you're in trouble, like Asaph and King David, we need to cry out like Imahadora for Yah to help us and for him to listen to me. Does Yah know you? He should, because he created you. But do you call on him? And does he listen to you? I know he listens to me, because every time I call out to him when I'm in trouble, he always provides an answer. And I give thanks on this Friday that we give thanks to Yah. Because he does listen to me. I know him. I tried him. I tested. I proved him. I vowed to Yah, and Yah has lived up to his part, and I'm living up to mine. You say, Sister Abby? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think Yam Soup is trying to reach through. Let me.
What happened? They cut him off?
I think so.
Oh,
Yam
no.
Soup, are you there? Let me try and see if I can reach him. Oh, Lord.
So, in the meantime,
I'm trying to reach him. Yeah, he said got cut off. I'm calling him now to try and connect him. So if you want.
Have y'all, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, praise y'all, Cartrell. Keep on handling it, brother. It cut me off so I can't get back on. Keep handling business. I try to get back.
Well, you on my phone.
Oh, I'm on now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
you, hear me?
You handle business, Cartrell.
Yes, sir. So I saw, just like King David, my cry goes to Yah. Indeed, I cry to Yah for help. Raise your hand if you cry to Yah for help. And for him to listen to me, does Yah know your voice? Does Yah know who you are? And you better know who Yah is. He better know who you are when you call on him. For him to listen to you. In the day of my trouble, I saw Yah. That's what we should all be doing. If we all in trouble, we should be seeking Yah. My hand was stretched out in the night, and I did not get tired. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered Yah, and I groaned. I complained, and my spirit is overwhelmed. So when you're overwhelmed, don't complain. Cry out to Yah. Yah knows your trouble. He wants to know if you're going to call on him to help you out of it. Yah, you hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I can't even speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times, which we all should be doing, meditating on what our ancient fathers did, the good and the bad. How did our ancient fathers connect with Yah, and what was the problem when they didn't? You have to consider all that. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I remember my song in the night. I considered in my own heart, my spirit diligently inquires. Are you diligently inquiring of Yah? And diligence means putting in work. You got to put in work to find the Most High. Will Yah reject us forever? You don't want Yah to reject us forever. Because right now he's rejecting us. Why does Yah reject us? Because of our ways, because of the choices that we make, because of how we look. We're not seeking him. We're doing our own thing. Will he be favorable no more? Yah has mercy. Even though we're doing what we're doing, he shows us favor and mercy. Favor is not going to last forever. Has his loving kindness vanished forever? No, still there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is his promise fail for generations? No, his promise is with our generation and for the generations to come. Our children, our children's children, as long as y'all Israelites and trying to connect with Yah, you got a chance, no matter what generation you're in. Has Yah forgotten to be gracious? No. We could testify that in this captivity, yes, praise Yah, he has been gracious to us. How so? We got billionaires in captivity. Oprah Winfrey, P. Diddy, LeBron James, Michael, you could just go down the whole list. We got billionaires in captivity. Yah has not forgotten us to be gracious. But do these billionaires help their people? Not quite so much. Has he, in anger, withheld his compassion? Oh, no. He was angry with us, but he's still compassionate. He showed his anger, and he's still compassionate. That's why we have this platform to give him honor and praise and glory and thanks for all that he does for us. Because we could still be butt naked on plantations picking cotton with these people, because that's how much they hate us. Then I thought, I will appeal to this. The years of the right hand of the Most High. And the right hand of the Most High is with us. It holds us up and continues to sustain us and maintain us to this very day. I will remember Yah's deeds. Will you? Will you remember Yah's deeds? Okay, we got to recount Yah's deeds. Yeah, we came over here butt naked on slave ships. But damn, we billionaires and millionaires and middle class people right now. We ain't picking cotton. A little plantation, that's for sure. For I will remember your wonders of old. That's why we got to study our ancient past. Yah brought us out of Egypt with two old men, Moses and his brother, with two shepherd staffs. They defeated the mightiest nation on earth, the greatest army on earth. Two old men with the power of Yah. It was Yah's power. We got to remember that. I will also meditate on all your work. Yeah, not just part of it, but all of it. And consider your doings. What is Yah doing? And what is Yah's work? Do you know? Are you paying attention to what mankind is doing? What the nations are doing? Are you paying attention to what the works of Yah and what Yah's doing? Me, I'm watching Yah's work and what Yah's doing. Because Yah is the puppeteer of these nations. While you watching nations, I'm watching Yah manipulate them. Your way, Yah, is in the sanctuary. It's not in heaven. You Christians, you Muslims, you're not going to die and have 70 virgins. You're not going to be going through the pearly gates with your slippers on. No, Yah's way is in the sanctuary. And where's Yah's sanctuary? It's in Jerusalem, in Zion. What God is great like Yah? You are the Yah who does wonders. You have made your strength known among the peoples. You have redeemed your people with your arm, the sons of Yaakov and Yosef. And that's what Yah's going to do. He's going to redeem us because he owns us. And to redeem something means to take back your property. And the sons of Jacob, the sons of Joseph are Yah's property. Even though universal white racist supremacists think that we are their property, they made us their corporation, Stephen Edward Vanderpool and Michael B. Jordan. No, we belong to Yah. The water saw you, Yah. The waters could see. The water saw you. And they were. The depths also convulsed. The clouds poured out water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows also flashed around. And they have no explanation for these wonders that Yah do. How does lightning and thunder come out the clouds? How does water come out the clouds? You ever watch snow? Snow comes from clouds, right? And when you get like 5 feet of snow, how heavy is that snow? Some people get heart attacks shoveling snow, but that snow comes from them clouds. You mean to tell me that all that weight was in the clouds? That's amazing to me. Anyway, it says the voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. We know that Yah through thunder and lightning could set the forest on fire. He could cause earthquakes and volcanoes to erupt when the earth shakes. This is the thing that Yah does. Your way was through the sea. Your path was through the great waters. Your footsteps were not known. That's why they're searching for Yah now. You led your people like a flock. And that's all we are. Sheep, lost sheep of the house of Israel. A lot of Israelites that wake up thinking they're the lion of Judah. No. Judah the lion is a flock too. He's a sheep too. By the hand of Moshe and Aharon, his brother. Two shepherds with shepherd's staff. Again, defeated the mightiest nation on earth, the greatest army that ever was, Egypt. They had chariots and horsemen and expert marksmen. And all Yah needed was Moses and Aaron to deliver his people from such a mighty nation. So Yah don't need much. It'll take much for Yah to take back his property. Like we read tonight, Yah will break the arms of these nations who think they're so mighty. Broke the arms of Pharaoh. That's why we left without a fight. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. You know, I haven't heard that in a long time, but when I was growing up, when it came to the voice of that thunder, it reminded me of when I was, a little child, and my grandmother used to tell us when it started, the thunder and lightning, turn off everything. And then she said, because she wanted us to be quiet, because she was listening to Yah, that she said the thunder is Yah's way of talking to us. So
well,
we
in
had
a way.
To make sure we quiet. Huh?
In a way, Abby, in a way. It's the earth and everything, all its continents, is Yah's way of speaking to people. Not just one way, but the earth is his and everything, all its inhabitants. The constellations, the thunder, the rain, everything is in Yah's hands. So in a way, your grandmother's talking. Right.
Yeah, but I was just saying that part right there, just childhood, what she said then. But I understand
Praise
what you said, most definitely. Praise
well,
God.
And that's universal in our community. Well, people tell us to turn the TV off, turn the radio off, turn the lights off, the most I speak it. When the thunder and lightning came.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that many times before.
And many of our community. True. Well, I want to thank I want to thank Katria for keeping on, because of the fact I'm cut off in a sense, so I'm patching in through my telephone. And I can't even hear the show on my studio.
I have you right in, don't I?
Yeah. But I want to thank the Most High for the opportunity to think this through and to fix the problem where I can patch in so we can keep it going. I want to thank the Most High for restoring my soul for his name's sake, restoring my health for a new heart and spirit like King David, and let no sin have any iniquity, have dominion over me that separates me from the Most High. And the opportunity to keep getting sharpened through these studies, to understand, comprehending these studies, and letting the Most High direct and order my steps and my association with both of you and presenting these studies to other students so they can come as sharp as we are. We're not sharp as we want to be, but we're sharp, more sharper than some. And having the opportunity to have some of us get sharp, a little bit duller than we are, as far as the Most High word is concerned. And as Cartrell said, I would say, according to the Most High, bless the Most High and magnify his name, my soul, and all that is within me. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And I just say, I give all my praises and glory to Yah. And I'm thankful and grateful for his protection, for protecting us all from this wickedness that surrounds us. And I hope we stay on the righteous path. And I thank you that Yah has brought us back together for another evening study and praying, and hopeful that he'll bring us back safely Monday. So praise Yah. And shalom and good night.
Praise Yah, Abby.
Hallelujah. Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for life, health, and strength, for allowing me to be his servant, allowing me to speak his word. And I pray to Yah that he blots out our transgressions, our sins and iniquities that he's shown us that we continue to do. And I pray that he blots out the transgressions of our forefathers in ancient times that set him off, that caused him to put the cup of fury into our hands and be humiliated and put to shame in the eyes of all the nations. So I pray, my prayer is that our people will wake up to Yah, return to Yah with all their heart, soul, and might, so that Yah will forgive us and blot out our transgressions and be magnified in the midst of all the nations so that he can get his glory and praise that he most definitely deserves amongst all peoples, all nations, and tongues. Because all the gods of the earth are just the works of men's hands. The true and living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we pray that he rises up off his throne and makes himself known, even in our time, that he prepares us for when he does come. So I give thanks and praise on this Friday, as we do, to the Holy One of Israel, for my soul, for my life, for my creation, my family, for being part of the nation of Israel, to be a part of the sisters and brothers that he linked me with, Yom Supari, Sister Abiyah, Imam Dora, United Nation of Israel, and I pray that we are successful as his servants. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, that being said, we ask you, fellow students, to get a new heart and a new spirit like King Yahweh suggested, and that will help facilitate your studies, help enhance your comprehension, and help you with your wisdom, and perhaps help you have your soul restored for the Most High name's sake. And just come together. Please go to YahWillGather.us. Ask the Most High for what you need, because we're all we got. Please unify with one another. Pray for our ancients and pray for ourselves. And stop being the monsters that they say we are. And become the people that the Most High would have us be. We love you. Have a blessed weekend, and may the Most High direct it for yourself. Shalom and good night. Cartrell? Cartrell? Sister,
yes,
Abiyah, you want to say good night to the brothers and sisters?
Shalom and good night. Stay safe, stay prayed up, and praise Yah.
Study hard, family. Your soul depends on it. May Yah bless and keep us. See Yah Monday. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, no.
problems.